regarding the rules of Shvanah, Shvanah, which you've been talking about for like 2-3 weeks, for all the good Talmidim, best Talmidim ever, please keep quiet. Regarding the rules of Shvanah, Shvanah, we've been discussing, we mentioned all 5 Klelim, now we're just finishing up, we're going through Kriyishma and seeing all the Shvas that appear in Kriyishma about the Shvanah Shvanah. So we want to continue from the middle somewhere. Since probably no one remembers like real stuff from the beginning, but it doesn't matter.
We're up to Vahaya.
Was that what we're up to? Yeah. Okay, so now, we have in, starting from Vahaya. So of course, the Vav, Vahaya, is obviously a Shvanah, because it's the beginning of a word. That was a simple one. Tishma'u has 2 Shvas. The first is obviously a Shvanah, because we have 2 consistent Shvas. The second rule was 2 Shvas, one after another. So Tishma'u, the first one closes, the second one starts the next syllable. Then Asher, Na'eschem, Mitzvoisai, is not correct, pronounced mitzvah voisai, right? In the first, back in the first part, we have mitzvah v'chad. It was a doggish there in the above, but here the tzadi is it's mitzvah. Where are we? Mitzvah voisai. Mitz is a shvanach voisai, and there's no reason for it to be a shvanach. Because, like we said in the pitukei chosam rule, the chirik with a yud is a tenuah gedayla. So mitz is a tenuah ketana. Therefore, it's going to be a shvanach. We have to go through every single one because you got to take the ul avdai, like I mentioned, the u at the beginning of ul avdai, even though it is a u and would look like a tenuk dal. We said it's really a tenuk dal, so it's like ul avdai. Levavchem is a shva nach, uvchol is a shva nach, naf shechem is 2, so it's naf shechem, like we said. Those are easy because it's hard to read differently. And the same with the artzachem in the next one. Visiroi shecha is a shva nach because the choylam sound. Choysam, with or without a vav, the important thing to keep in mind when we talk about a choylam being a tenuah gedayla, with or without a vav, it's a tenuah gedayla, therefore, visiroi shecha, written as a shvanah. Now, the word v'yitzarecha, just for the record, it has to be read carefully because there's a tendency to read the word v'yitzarecha, with a kamat on the. Right? Just technically. If you don't, if not careful with that shvanach, you end up reading it yetzarecha, which is, of course, not right. That would mean lashon yetzer, your yetzer, which is no shaykhis here. Of course, so we read yetzarecha. You have to pronounce the hey and the shvanach on the tzari correctly. But that is them. And then we have nasati esev. Next word, what is it? Bisa. So everybody reads it, bisadcha. Well done, but that's not right. It's supposed to be bisa. But that's right. It's bisa decha. Yeah. because the kamatz is the tenuah gedayla, we have choysam, the kamatz is the tenuah gedayla, and after a tenuah gedayla, the third rule after a tenuah gedayla is the shvanah, and therefore it's pronounced besadecha. Where are we? Yeah,
leave
him. Find it. Wait, I lost a place here. Besadecha, leave hem techa. And again, that leave hem techa, the chirik under the vase, because the chirik is without a yod, therefore without a yod is a tenuah ketana, so it's a leave hem techa. Hishomeru is also shvanah because of the kamatz that we saw, and that, like we said a second ago, levavchem, etc. Now, there's one word here I would like to point out, which appears in one after another in the next 2 psukim. We have the v'sartem v'avadetem. Now, we mentioned there was a discussion of Reuven here, and Ari had mentioned that when you have 2 letters, we meant the 5th rule is when you have 2 of the same letters. So, if you have the word yivarechecha, because 2 of the same letters, read it as a shvanah, because it's hard to pronounce it. That's rule number 5. We did mention a discussion, what happens if there's 2 letters which are pronounced the same, even though it doesn't have a makar, but Reb Reuven and Reb Yehuda Arya can argue with the 2, although Reb Yehuda Arya can take, but Reb Reuven I'm not going to start up with. So the Melech, we have 2 of the same sounding letters, like Vishachatta, which you just mentioned to me earlier by Arya. So then that'll be maybe read as a Shvanah, possibly. But one thing is for sure, the word Vavadatam, the first one is a Dalit, the second one is a Tuf. And everybody agrees the Dalit and Tuf are not the same. Therefore, that one will for sure have to be read Vavadatam. It's a little bit tricky to pronounce, it might need a drop of practicing, but if you do, you can get it, it's no big deal. Vavadatam. Now Vavadatam as we read. Okay, now I'm going to have to skip because I want to finish this off. Let's go to the word. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Where was that? In the next part, in the third parsha there, there's a couple of words that are a little tricky. There's take the word vihisem. That personally is my hardest word. Let's go with that. Who ani Hashem lekei, go to the end. Ani Hashem lekei ma'ashertis es chemer tzayin liyois. Now, we mentioned the hey with the shva has to be pronounced. It's really called a mapik, but that doesn't matter. So the word is pronounced liyois. You have to hear the hey. Ashertis es chemer tzayin liyois lochem. You have to hear the hey, and it's the crowd says that you hear li yois. It's a shvanach. It's not really hey yois. You'll never ever ever found a shvanach on a hey. Just for the record, so it's not li hey yois. But you do have. have to hear the hez of shvanah. So the correct, the accurate way of pronouncing it is lihiyos. And of course, the also word, which for me is the hardest word in Krishma, is the word vihiyisem. Also, three things about that word, and then we'll finish off, is the word vihiyisem. The hey is a shvanach. It's not read vihiyisem. That's incorrect because it's after chirik, and it's a shvanach. So it's vi. Next point is after the yisem, the chirik has to be pronounced properly. And then third, you got to pronounce the accent at the end of the word because you see the trough at the end. So the correct way of pronouncing that is something along the lines as vihiyisem. Kiddushim. Again, vihiyisem. It's a shvanach. Make sure you don't skip the chirik and that yud with an don't make it an al vihiyisem. And also the accent on the saf vihiyisem. Just want to bring it was brought to my attention. I should mention something mentioned way earlier in the shurim in the series is that Shem Hashem must never be pronounced adinoi. Everybody should be careful and think about the way they say it because a lot of people are not aware that they have a tendency to say adinoi. They think there's and the people will say, hey, you know you're saying it funny. They'll say, what are you talking about? You're crazy. And it turns out there are a lot of people are saying it right, wrong. So keep in mind, anybody should think themselves, don't have to say it loud, no one hears you, but think, you know, they'll think you're crazy if you do. But anyway, when you're in the bathroom or something, I'm just joking. When no one's watching you, so just pronounce Shem Hashem and it to yourself and Baruch Atah, and make sure you're saying Adoy or Ado and not Adi. Thank you.